This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when a candidate who I think is almost sure to win her race coming up in November has come up with a great slogan. I mean, I actually think it works very well. She says, we will make sure that when a kid is in the womb, they're as safe as they are in a classroom. Think about it. That's it kind of works, don't you think? Who said it? We will tell you on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also talk about some of the most common misunderstandings that keep coming out again and again and again. It's like that whole phrase, reproductive rights. What bothers me is they say that we are in the midst of this holy war between religious fanatics who are opposed to abortion rights and patriotic Americans who are sensitive and enlightened, who are in favor of abortion rights. And when you talk about abortion rights and you talk about abortion as a right, you're already at telegraphing exactly where you are, which is why, by the way, the justices who were confirmed for the Supreme Court were very careful about telegraphing anything about where they would come down on this issue. One of the big lies that is out there right now, and it is a lie, is that the justices knowingly lied. They knowingly misled the Senate when they were up for confirmation, this being true particularly of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Barrett, the three most recent justices. Ketanji Brown Jackson hasn't joined the court yet. I do believe that when she does join the court, it will, I hope, at least do a little bit to boost some confidence on the part of Democrats right now who view the Supreme Court of the United States as some kind of diabolical institution, which is outrageous and wrong. And by the way, I said it was outrageous and wrong when this was true. There was once upon a time when conservatives, and particularly some conservatives on talk radio, portrayed the Supreme Court as an enemy of all things good and decent and sane. And that was when, for instance, the Supreme Court, based on one vote, it was a vote by Chief Justice John Roberts, of whom I am a very enthusiastic fan, and the court held that Obamacare was actually constitutional. And Obamacare is a terrible idea. It's a terrible law. But for God's sake, conservatives above all have to understand that it is not the job of the court to judge a piece of legislation. It's to judge whether that legislation actually violates something that is in the Constitution, in black and white, and is also justified in the common law, in the history of court cases, and the history of the administration of that law. What is amazing to me is how many people on the left are saying, How dare Justice Alito possibly say that we don't have respect for abortion and abortion rights in American traditions and in the history of American common law? Of course we don't. First of all, it wasn't mentioned, it wasn't thought of for the early years of the Republic. And then when people began to be aware of it, many people, including the early suffragists, the people like Susan B. Anthony, who were fighting hard for getting women the right to vote, they were all terribly opposed to abortion and saw abortion as a way of enthralling and imposing male authority on females. And which is why there is one of the best pro-life organizations around there is the Susan B. Anthony List. Now, of course, that won't be confronted by lots of people on the left. Nor will this reality. This is a editorial today, this morning, in the Wall Street Journal. It says, the reaction to the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health has been predictably vitriolic and often full of distortions. The justices didn't ban abortion. They said there is no constitutional right to abortion and left it to the states to decide. The majority also did not set up their other rights to disappear. They explicitly said abortion is unique. Perhaps the most unfortunate claim is that the justices in the Dobbs majority lied during confirmation hearings. The charge is that they suggested that Roe v. Wade was a precedent that couldn't be overturned. Coaxed on the point on Meet the Press on Sunday, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said this is grounds for impeachment. Can you believe that? And they don't be surprised if other Democrats pick up that cudgel. Senator Susan Collins and Joe Manchin said Friday they feel Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch deceived them on the precedent point in testimony and in their private meetings with the justices. We weren't in those meetings, they say, but would be stunned if either justice came close to making a pledge about Roe. The reason is that the first rule of judging is that you cannot prejudge a case. Of course you cannot. How absurd it would be to open up the court to oral arguments, where you have the advocates on both sides presenting their best arguments and the justices responding. And justices are limited under Article 3 of the Constitution to hearing cases and controversies. And that means ruling on facts and arguments of the law that are specific to those cases. In other words, the idea of them saying that would definitely be grounds. If they had said, well, yes, I've waited my whole life to overrule Roe, of course they wouldn't be confirmed. Then they shouldn't be confirmed if they did that. The idea of an open mind for a justice who's about to determine not what the law should be, it's to determine, as Justice Marshall said, Chief Justice Marshall, it's not what the law should be, it's what the law is. 1-800-955-1776. No judge can know what those facts might be in advance of a case, writes the Journal. And judges owe it to the parties to consider those facts impartially. A judge who can't be impartial, or has already reached a conclusion, or has a bias about a case, is obliged to recuse himself. This is Judicial Ethics 101. An authority on this point is no less than the late progressive justice heroine, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As she explained in 1993, it would be wrong for me to say or preview in this legislative chamber how I would cast my vote on questions the Supreme Court may be called upon to decide, she said. A judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecasts, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for the specifics of the particular case, it would display disdain for the entire judicial process. Every Supreme Court nominee since has followed what they call now the Ginsburg rule. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who will soon join the court, hewed to it on every question she was asked about precedent. Our guess is that she'd vote to overturn all of last week's rulings on religious liberty, guns, and abortion if she gets the chance. But that doesn't mean she lied to the Senate. The same goes for the confirmation record of the conservative justices. Here's Justice Gorsuch. Quote, Roe versus Wade, decided in 1973 is a precedent of the U.S. Supreme Court. It has been reaffirmed. So a good judge, he says, will consider it as precedent of the U.S. Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other. And then he added, if I were to start telling you which are my favorite precedents or which are my least favorite precedents, or if I viewed precedent in that fashion, I would be tipping my hand and suggesting to litigants I've already made up my mind about their cases. Can't do that. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, surprising announcement from the House January 6th panel, the House Select Committee, that is continuing its investigation of what happened with the riot in the Capitol building. It is calling a surprise hearing this week, tomorrow in fact, to present some evidence, it says it very recently obtained, raising expectations of new bombshells in the sweeping investigation into the Capitol insurrection. The hearing is scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow, and comes after Congress left Washington for a two-week recess. Lawmakers on the panel investigating the January 6th insurrection said last week there will be no more hearings until July, but tomorrow is not July. It'll be a hearing. The subject of the hearing is so far unclear. A spokesman for the panel declined to comment on its substance, though here is at least what the scuttlebutt is that the hearing that they're doing tomorrow is going to indicate some cooperation with some members of the Trump administration, perhaps the president himself, ahead of time, some coordination with groups like Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters and other radical groups. Whether that is true or not, well, we'll see. It would come out tomorrow. And then the final hearing is going to be on all the evidence they've gathered, and there's a great deal of it because they've been working with people who are very close to President Trump. This guy, Jack Hirschman, who was one of the counsels to the president. Pat Cipollone, who we haven't heard from yet, but we will. People who are very close to President Trump during that period of more than 3 hours when the cops were battling the rioters and the president did what exactly? Well, we will get to all of that. That is one more controversy in a year in a nation full of controversies. In fact, this is even controversial, and I actually thought it was clever, but I can understand why people are taking off against it. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who, of course, was the press secretary to President Trump. She is the daughter, before that, of Governor Mike Huckabee, who served 10 years as a very popular governor in Arkansas. She is the odds-on favorite. She is going to be the Republican nominee for governor in Arkansas, and she is the odds-on favorite to win her own term as governor. She had this to say about the way that Arkansas would handle its reaction as a state to the new support to the new Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case. Listen, clip 9.
We will make sure that when a kid is in the womb, they're as safe as they are in a classroom, the workplace, a nursing home, because every stage of life has value. No one greater than the other.
Okay, the criticism to her is that, unfortunately, kids are not that safe in the classroom right now. They're not entirely safe in the workplace. And you could say, well, oh, it depends on what state you live in, how safe you'll be in the womb. But as a attention-getting bit of election year rhetoric, okay, okay. There was this, another governor of Arkansas, one who's actually been governor for two terms. He's term limited, but he's also a potential candidate for president. And by the way, anyone who is dismissing Asa Hutchinson as irrelevant, he's a fine communicator and a very good guy. And like Mike Huckabee, Mike Huckabee was a great governor of Arkansas. And that's been true of Asa Hutchinson as well. And here's what he said when he was dealing with Meet the Press and Chuck Todd about the claim that conservatives are forcing women to carry a pregnancy. That's clip 7.
This decision now will force a woman to carry a pregnancy that they perhaps didn't want to do. Does that at all make you uncomfortable that we now, you're forcing somebody to do something they don't want to do? Roe didn't do that. This ruling does.
Well, no, I think it's a very appropriate ruling. Obviously, when you're looking at the government and the power of the government forcing someone to carry a child to term, you've got to think that through, and legislators are thinking that through. And whenever you're looking at the opportunity to save the unborn child, that is the rare circumstance in this case that you use the power of the state to say, unless the health of the mother is at risk, let's carry that child to term. term. And so when you're saving life, that's an appropriate role of the state, and that's what the courts have said. The states can determine it. Other states might make a different judgment. That's why we have elections. That's why we have elected representatives, to make these best judgments pertaining to life, and that's what Arkansas did under these circumstances. It'll continue to be debated, but for right now, that's the judgment that we've made.
And look, the idea of forcing people to carry a baby to term, one of the things that is fascinating is I looked up the front page of the New York Times from when the Roe decision came down on January 22nd, 1973. And the front page of the New York Times, the big banner headline was Lyndon Johnson, 36th president, is dead, was architect of a great society program. Right underneath that, they had another headline, High Court rules abortions legal the first 3 months. Okay, what they were reporting on, and not entirely accurately, was the idea that, yes, the Roe decision said that they were not going to permit the government anywhere to have restrictions on abortion during the first 3 months. And the first 3 months being the first 12 weeks, the Mississippi case that the court just heard in the Dobbs case, it was more than the first 3 months. It was the first 15 weeks. Not 12 weeks. And during the first 15 weeks in Mississippi with that law, you could go ahead and secure an abortion, but not afterward. And the point about this is that one of the reasons most people accepted Roe was because it did not rule out limitations on abortion. It did not say, no, you can have abortion anytime you want, anywhere you want, no matter what the circumstances. It was not one of those things where it took away, but it basically said is that what it took away was the right to limit abortion at all in the first 3 months, and to limit the limitations you could put on abortion in the second 3 months. It allowed very, very broad ability to put restrictions on abortion in the last 3 months. Now, what does that all mean? It means that even the people who decided Roe and interpreted Roe and have lived with Roe so proudly for all these years realize there's something terribly wrong with late-term abortions. Now, what could that be? Could it be the fact that the baby at that point, baby 8 months in the uterus, is not just part of it?
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend, when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers. Police in Washington, D.C. are operating under a full departmental activation through Tuesday following the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade. The move comes as the department and district anticipate more protests, some of which have turned violent after the High Court's decision last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And on the Michael Medved show, the appearance by Asa Hutchinson, the outgoing governor of Arkansas, on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, he was basically asked one question about the abortion law that was passed in Arkansas. And I'm not sure that Governor Hutchinson's answer is entirely appropriate, but here's the question and the answer by Governor Asa Hutchinson on NBC, clip 10.
Let me start with what the Arkansas law does. No exception for rape or incest. Do you believe that's a mistake?
Well, first of all, this is a day that those in the pro-life movement has worked for over 40 years. I didn't think it would come this quickly, and the decision of the Supreme Court was really something that will save lives. In Arkansas, we immediately followed the direction of the law. It triggered the ban on abortion, except, as you said, in the case of the life of the mother. What that means is that we're going to work hard to make sure that mothers have the services that they need. We're going to expand adoption services to meet those needs. That's what's critically important right now. And we have to remember, this is not a nationwide ban on abortion. Every state is going to have the ability under the court decision to make its own decisions. Arkansas made its choice previous to that based upon the trigger law, and other states are going to make different decisions. This is fundamental, as the court said, in our democracy, that ultimately the people decide through their elected representatives.
And by the way, there's a USA Today headline concerning this. A rape and incest account for hardly any abortions, which is relevant. And that was Chuck Todd's lead question with Governor Asa Hutchinson. I mean, that some of what is being talked about now just goes to the point that when people say, well, abortion is over now, there's no more availability of abortion, for better or worse, and many of us actually think probably for worse, abortion is going to be just as available in many states. There are about 20 states that are clearly going to have abortion probably more available than it has been before this new decision in the Dobbs case. And because before the Dobbs case, you didn't have people offering paid trips, travel expenses, and special programs to try to take in people to get their abortion from other states. In 2020, the highest percentage of pregnancies were aborted in the District of Columbia, in New York State, and New Jersey. The lowest percentage of pregnancies were aborted in Wyoming, South Dakota, and Missouri. This is from the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is Planned Parenthood. By the way, what percentage of pregnancies were aborted in Wyoming? 2% of all pregnancies. In South Dakota, 1%. In Missouri, 0.2%. And by the way, very, very good news from Missouri. It's one of the reasons I find myself in a very encouraged mood today, is one of the things that one of the factors that I think was making it tougher to predict confidently that Republicans are going to actually take over control of the United States Senate was some of the problematic candidates who had the prospect, at least, of winning the Republican nomination. It looks like Eric Greitens, who ran that awful ad showing a squad of Navy SEALs breaking into presumably a politician's house with guns, smashing down the door, and the whole theme was you can get your rhino hunting license and go hunt rhinos with us if you send money to the Greitens campaign. Eric Greitens now running behind. He had been the leader, and because of, I think, the growing recognition that he would be a very, very hard Republican to elect, given the fact that he was expelled as governor, he was pushed out of office, forced to resign because of personal misbehavior and because of misuse of charitable funds and all kinds of things wrong with Eric Greitens. In any event, according to the most recent polling, he is running third for the Democratic nomination. And if some of the candidates, I believe it's Eric Schmidt, who is the attorney general of the state of Missouri, is running ahead. In other words, when people talk about these thousands and thousands of women who are going to have their lives ruined or even be killed because of the Supreme Court decision, think about that in South Dakota and Missouri, the abortion rate, the number of pregnancies, of all the pregnancies there that were actually aborted, were less than 1%. And again, almost everywhere, abortion has been going down for 20 years. And that's the other thing about the hysteria that the left is putting forward, is that not every state is going to ban abortion from 6 weeks. It's not going to ban it from, as they are trying to do in Oklahoma, it's not going to ban abortion from what they call fertilization, or from basically quickening was the old term when the baby starts moving. No, the Mississippi law that the Supreme Court held to be constitutional allowed abortion up until 15 weeks. And 95% of all abortions across the country are performed in that space. So the states, many of them, that will now put restrictions on abortions above the beyond the first trimester, it's not going to change that much. What it changes is the messaging of recognizing that a baby is a baby, and its address is important, but it doesn't change the essence of what that living creature is. Let us go to a Axios, Jonathan Swan, predicting, well, while the Democrats are going to handle this in the upcoming election, clip 8.
So inside the White House, they've been preparing for this, been preparing since the leak happened, since the leak came out at the start of May of the decision. They immediately saw, in terms of the political dimensions of it, they saw this as their best opportunity to energize Democratic voters this year. The guns issue was another one, but that's sort of been neutered a little bit because of the bipartisan deal on the Hill. So to the extent that they have an issue that can rev up their base has been very depressed. They've got probably the most horrible political environment for Democrats in a decade. This issue has been, to some extent, a life raft for them. So they're going to do a full court press on this. The vice president has a really prominent role in this. She's been meeting with pro-choice groups almost every week since that leak happened. And they're going to mobilize their political and outside infrastructure to get as much political bang for their buck as they can out of this decision.
Yeah. And will that bang work? There's a piece by Kevin Williamson in National Review asking, will there be that big an impact of the Dobbs case? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Oh, good for you!
The Michael MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the other big lines that is used by Democrats to attack Republicans on the issue of human life, the issue of abortion regulation, and by the way, no, it's not reproductive rights. One of the big issues is the claim that Republicans only care about babies in utero. They don't care about the babies once they're born, and that our society does nothing to help newly born kids. Now, of course, all you have to do is look at the federal budget and all of the programs we have for newborns and toddlers and more. We know people a couple of removes away who have had to struggle with very limited financial resources, and it is appropriate and it's necessary that things like WIC, women and infant children, providing food, we are now doing more and moving ahead on a bipartisan basis, by the way, to provide more in the way of daycare, which is very important if people are going to get their lives together. And the fact is, we pay a great deal of attention to what's going on with kids. And the whole issue of school choice is a tremendously important way to help give people who are impoverished some of the same options that people with much more money have in terms of selecting schools they choose to attend. And Peggy Noonan, I can sense a column coming on this. She was on TV making the point that this is a chance for Republicans to stand up and identify themselves as a party that really does care about women and children. Listen.
I would say everybody here, I think, agrees that when polled, the American people say they're for Roe. There for the right of abortion as seen in the Constitution, but the minute you get beyond that, you get that to questions of the cutoff. Is it 12 weeks or 14? Then support goes down. Sure. It all becomes more complicated. The fact was, I think legally Roe and Casey just were sort of incompatible with getting all of those reservations worked out in the law. So I think that is part of what drove it. Look, you know what the Republican Party should do now? It should use this victory, if you see it that way, to change itself and become a party that helps women, change its reputation, become a party that helps women and children, becomes responsible and supportive.
Okay, you'll notice the way they laugh at her. at the whole idea of the Republican Party doing more of an emphasis. And by the way, they shouldn't laugh. Marco Rubio, who is certainly one of the most visible of all Republican senators, put forward before the abortion decision was handed down a whole series of suggestions that show, I think, in a very inventive and plausible way, a way that conservative values, emphasizing a choice and the values of families. I mean, one of the things that is remarkable about the failure of Roe and the failure of pro-choice abortion policies is that I remember when this was being argued out, and I was a kid, I was in high school, and then in college for a little while people were arguing about should abortion be legalized under any circumstances in New York, in California, in the state of Washington, in a whole series of states that had actually voted to authorize legal abortions before Roe versus Wade. And part of the line, part of the argument that people used was a slogan that was used by Planned Parenthood, which is every child a wanted child, which implied that the terrible increase in out-of-wedlock birth, and it's not just in one ethnic community, it's across the board, which is just incredibly dramatic between 1970 and the year 2000. When it stopped going up so dramatically, it changed from less than 5% of all babies born in America were born out of wedlock to more than 40%. Now that's a huge change. That's with abortion. In other words, what you found was a tremendous undermining of marriage, and it's something I'm writing about right now. And Brookings did a whole study about it. Why was it that at a time when they were saying every child a wanted child, that given the fact that Brookings Institution and the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, all of these organizations and research organizations found that a child who is born in a fatherless household is much more likely to grow up in poverty and to live a life of poverty. And so you clearly want to avoid that. And that was one of the excuses for abortion. It means that if somebody, as they say, gets in trouble, you can just dispense with that mistake. And that at least was the argument. It didn't work. The out-of-wedlock birth went up dramatically. It didn't come down because of abortion. And that idea that you could somehow succeed with that, well, again, it's one of those arguments that were made that now can be disproven entirely. And this one, I think, can be dispensed with. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was suggesting that not only is this Supreme Court decision that she doesn't like something she disagrees with, but that it's deadly. This is clip 11.
Forcing women to carry pregnancies against their will kill them. It will kill them, especially in the state of Arkansas, where there is very little to no support for life after birth in terms of health care, in terms of child care, and in terms of combating poverty. This decision and this policy will kill people, no matter what their spin and what their talking points are. And that's what the data shows, and that's what the statistics show.
Okay, the point about this being that the data and statistics, where the data and statistics she's referring to, and the idea that by the way, it's one of those things where one of the reasons that Roe was originally adjudicated the way it was, giving the government more authorization to regulate abortion in the last stages of pregnancy or the later stages of pregnancy, because it's more dangerous. It's easier to do it. And by the way, what nobody talks about any of this, though there are people on the right who have begun to, is the medication abortions, as they are called, abortion pills. And already, at least according to Planned Parenthood, 54% of all abortions are performed that way. And that, and the one thing about that is that those pills are effective in terminating a pregnancy only if they are given in the first 10 weeks. So the idea that everything is just black and white and the claim that women are going to be killed, well, she also wants to not kill but impeach Supreme Court justices who voted for the Dobbs decision. 14.
If we allow Supreme Court nominees to lie under oath and secure lifetime appointments to the highest court of the land and then issue without basis, if you read these opinions, issue without basis rulings that deeply undermine the human and civil rights of the majority of Americans, we must see that through. There must be consequences for such a deeply destabilizing action and hostile takeover of our democratic institutions. To allow that to stand is to allow it to happen.
Okay, to allow that to stand, and the fact that she wants to talk about there's no basis in law, there's no basis for this decision, the basis is very simple. You cannot overrule, as a court, the decisions of elected representatives and elected legislatures unless you have a clearly reasoned, emphatic basis for it. The very assumption that our founders or that people in American tradition had considered that abortion restraints were unconstitutional, that is not something that has been part of the history or the past or the traditions or the values of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.